took the present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he thinks big thoughts and he dreams big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. He don't care how the little people feel, 'cause seen in the world is a big freaking deal. So he does his business behind closed doors and pretends that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, he says, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Now Congress is saving Wall Street while they're watching Main Street fall. They got healthcare all figured out, but it don't seem to care much at all. As soon as they save this planet, they'll put the fire out in hell. When you're holding the hammer, everything looks like a nail. Yeah, they think big thoughts and they dream big dreams, but it's another mess with the face for those schemes. They don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. They do their business behind closed doors and pretend that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, they say, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. There'll be a party come this November where we're gonna set things straight. All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail. When we're holding the hammer, when we're holding the like a nail, like a nail. That's right.
Good evening, Jack Bauer here, back for another glorious Saturday afternoon. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. On the line with me tonight will be Ron Branson from, he's from Jail for Judges. Hopefully he's on there. I'm working a little bit of a deficit right now. I do apologize. I'm working off my laptop, so bear with me. The disclaimer, I always give that out. What you hear on the show tonight, please do not consider it to be legal advice. We do not, cannot, will not give legal advice, simply for this reason. Legal advice only works on the planet far, far away where law matters. It doesn't matter here. We shoot that on, we prove that on a daily, weekly, hourly basis. That being said, if you need a good attorney, go out, or you need legal advice, go out and hire you an attorney, or we also call them shysters. They'll be more than glad to take your money, probably take your home, take your car, take your cat, take your dog, take your kids, take your wife, and if you're lucky, just leave you out on the streets. If you're not quite so lucky, probably leave you in the Gray Barbed Motel. Anyway, that being said, that's what the show will be on about tonight, and again, please bear with me because I'm working at a real deficit, working off a little tiny screen that I'm not accustomed to working with. I'm going to still be trying to get the other one up, and I'm an IT guy, so this should not happen to me, but here we are. Happens to the best of us, I guess. As soon as we get back up here right after the break, we'll have Ron on. Hopefully Ron is out there. I'm hoping he's out there. Let's see. Let me check with my people. Is Ron Eck on the line there with us yet? I'm trying to type here, and this thing is miserable, this little tiny screen.
I'm break here.
Him up. There he is. Okay, bear with us. Right after the break, we'll bring him up. We got a break coming up here in just a second, and it's coming up, and we'll be back right after the messages.
On the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic. hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
And we're back from break. Jack Bauer here. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. On the line with me tonight, I've got a good buddy of mine, known him for several years. We've talked in the past. He's been on other shows I've done. It's Ron Branson. Ron, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it seems like every time I get a really, 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 really good hot show like I consider yours to be with me, the proverbial gremlins come creeping into everything I have. My main computer, which I rely on so much, just took a major dump at 15 till, won't come back up, so not seeing the hard drive, and so now I'm on a little tiny laptop with about a 10-inch screen that I can't hardly see. So other than that, life is good.
Hey, I just want to comment on that excellent disclaimer.
Oh,
I get the impression somehow you don't like attorneys.
They're about as worthless as cops, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm probably pretty well known for not liking them or judges. But that's just me, and that's another story altogether. Anyway, how you doing, Ron?
Oh, I'm doing very good here.
We've been playing phone tag now for a month or two, trying to get this thing nailed down.
Yeah, about a month anyway.
Yeah. So, how is jail for judges? In fact, why don't we start with giving us a little bit of a background? And I don't have my schedule up here in front of me as far as the breaks go. I think I've got it somewhat memorized. What's the history and where are we going with it and where are we at now and what's going on for jail for judges?
Well, it all started with my own education. I started from the bottom rung. I was a guy who, like most people today, thought that if you understood the law and you went into court, argued the law and the facts were in your favor, hey, you just win. That's the bottom line. I had to learn the education that law doesn't mean anything. You go into court, argue the law, and apply the facts, and the judge makes a decision invariably according to what the government position is. It doesn't matter what you argue. Government wins. It's sort of like playing at the crap table, and not that I'm experienced with it, but, you know, you throw the dice, no matter what number comes up, you lose. So that was my original education. It started back in 1981, and I went through the court system many, many times, all the way up through the judicial system, up to the United States Supreme Court, time and time again, and I began to become very knowledgeable of what the people are dealing with. And eventually I came to the point that, who is it that said that, you know, you repeating the thing expecting different results?
Yeah, insanity.
Yes, I said, this isn't working. There's something else that has to be done. And so in 1995, I turned to my computer. By the way, I am a Christian man. The Lord was leading me to do this. And I set my hand to the keyboard, and for the next 2 days, I dedicated myself entirely to the writing of what has become known as the Jail Initiative. I wrote this from my experience, and all of that I put incorporated in here, I have had personal experience in it. It's happened to me, so that I did not learn anything from somebody telling me that this is the way it works. So it's firsthand knowledge. So the education I had learned, you would never pick up at Yale or Harvard. Just not, wouldn't happen. Sometimes I'd be doing copying, photocopying in the law library, and have occasion to talk to one of the would-be attorneys going through school there, and I educate them and say, law is not what you're learning in the school. And, of course, I didn't apply just to that school, but we have these shelves and shelves of books, thousands of books, pages. We've had cases that we've cited right on. In fact, basically, you could take the name of the case off and put in my case. Everything was the same, and yet the results was not like you read in the books. All these books that we get educated from are nothing more than smoke screens. They're to give you the impression that we have justice in this country. You could argue these laws and count on them. And I had to learn by firsthand experience that these mean nothing. All these books, all these things that you learn is for nothing, just to pull the wool over your eyes and think we have something different than we really have. The biggest problem I've had with patriots was trying to de-educate them, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
They have their ideas of the way that things work, and I try to be patient, and I understand why they think that, but I know better. And I try to let them know that, well, I can understand why you believe this, but the problem is it's not the way it is. People are baffled when I say things such as, we have no laws in this country. And they think, well, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't have any laws in this country? I didn't stop at a stop sign, and a police officer pulled me over and wrote me up a ticket, and I went to the court, and I lost. Well, I think a little clarification here. We have a constitution in this country, and that constitution is the supreme law of land. Not only federal, but we have each of the states have a state constitution. The problem is that the laws they enforce are basically that is in their favor, government's favor. When you argue the Constitution and the laws in pursuance thereof, it's completely ignored. So that's why I say we don't have any laws in this country. I've used it as an illustration in public speaking. Perhaps most of the listeners are acquainted with the movie 1984.
There's
original version and a more modern version. I'll refer to the modern version. They had the gentleman on the hooked up to electricity, and the gentleman asking the question says, how many fingers am I holding up? And he holds up four fingers, and the guy thinks that's a real easy answer. He says, four fingers. And he nods his head to the tormentor, and he turns his knob up, and electricity starts running through his body, and he starts yelling and screaming. He turns the thing way up. He nods his head again, and he blows it back down, and he holds up four fingers again. He says, I'm going to ask you this question again. How many fingers am I holding up? Well, he knows that the answer that is expected of him is not four. So he tries five. So he nods his head, and the tormentor turns electricity up and tortures him. He turns it back down. He says, I'm going to ask you a third time. How many fingers am I holding up? He still sees four fingers. Well, he knows it's not four that the person wants to hear, or five. I don't think he's asking for three or six. He finally says, whatever you want it to be. And he says, now, that is the correct answer. Never forget it. The law is whatever I want it to be. I mean,
exactly.
I gathered that from my experience. The law in this country is whatever they want, propagating, and but mostly talking about judges, and of course, government officials too. Whatever the law is, whatever they want it to be.
At that particular instance, right? Exactly.
Yes, you lose. So it doesn't matter how "quote unquote" smart you are in law. And that's one thing that kind of gets me is all these sharp, knowledgeable patriots out here that think they know the law. And I've even had some of them, you know, open up a law book and put their finger right along and said, see what it says here? And they run their finger under nine and they're reading what it says in black ink. And I'd say to them, I said, that doesn't matter. I said, you're not going to get anywhere with that.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, quite disturbing to a lot of us. You know, one minute we'll go in and they say, yes, it's okay for this. The next time you go in, you do exactly the same thing and they annihilate you. And there is no continuity or congeniality to any of this. It's just whatever kind of day that judge has me having or whatever the guy in front of you did to him, you're going to reap the rewards of if he was a jerk, if he was a good guy or whatever. So,
yeah.
You know. And I just love it when these judges – let me give out the phone numbers. If you want to call in and ask any questions of Ron or myself, that number is toll-free. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We got a break coming up here in about a minute or so, Ron. How do people get hold of go to your website and all that kind of neat stuff? Go ahead and give that out before we take our break.
Okay. Our website is www.jail.com. The numeric four, like 1234, judges, judges.org. That's jailforjudges.org. And by the way, jail is not referring to bars, although I think it's very quite appropriate. Jail is an acronym. It's Judicial Accountability Initiative Law. And I get compliments on that, and I get people who tell me, you got to change the name of that. But I got to tell you something. We have gotten more attention just from the name. Even one of the Supreme Court justices, now retired, Sandra Day O'Connor, when she retired in 2006.
Well, Ron, we got a break coming up here. Hold that thought, Ron. We got a break coming up. We got a hard break coming up here. We'll be right back after this message.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we made it back from that second break. We got a couple long segments coming up here, Ron. I apologize for the breaks, but we got to do it. Got to put the money in the piggy bank. So we're back. Anyway, Ron, go ahead and give out the rest of that information about jail.
Okay, I've gotten a lot of publicity. In 2006, Sandra Day O'Connor, if you remember, she was one of the justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. She retired from the court basically to give attention to her husband, who was genuinely sick. I do agree, what she said. But she took up taking a warfare against jail for judges, particularly our name. She was in favor, is in favor, of what she calls judicial independence. And to define what she means by judicial independence is, judges should be free to do whatever they want to do. They shouldn't be accountable to anybody. If they make a decision, that's it. Of course, I believe judges should have the freedom of discretion, but they cannot violate the law. And that's one of the things I did combat with her on, is they swear to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And then they turn around and say, you cannot sue me, I'm a judge, and I'm not accountable for anything I do because I do it as a judge. Everything is within their discretion, including freely violating the Constitution. So she took this issue up in the Wall Street Journal, and it gave me a lot of publicity. She said, they even call it jail for judges. and as a result of what she did, CNN picked it up, called me, and said, we'd like to have you on on a nationwide show. We're going to be having Sandra Day O'Connor on. Would you like to be a poser? I said, I love it. They asked me to come into their studio on Hollywood Boulevard, and I opposed Sandra Day O'Connor. Shortly after that, I appeared in an article after being interviewed by the Los Angeles Times. I got a call from a reporter and said, Mr. Branson, do you know who Ronald George is? I said, sure, he's the Chief Justice of the State of California. That's correct. She said, I just got off the phone talking with him, and he knows who you are. I said, well, I'm very, very impressed. However, he's in the media saying that I'm out to destroy this wonderful judicial system we have in California. So during the interview, I met with her at a restaurant here in North Hollywood, and she was a very serious woman. Wouldn't crack a smile for anything. But I thought it'd be a little humorous with her. During the interview, I said to her, you know, I think I ought to call Ronald George and set up a dinner appointment with him. And she looks at me with all sternness, and she says, now, why would you do that? And I said, well, you just told me that you talked with him, and he knows who I am. And I said, we need to get together and get judicial accountability on the ballot so we can make some judges in California accountable. And I watched her face to see if it would crack a smile, and she managed to keep from smiling. But I did get in the Los Angeles Times. It was April 24th edition, 2006. So that's kind of a background, a little bit of what I've been doing here. So I've been spearheading the cause for judicial accountability.
I don't know if I ever shared this with you, but you know, I had quite a large court case here a couple years ago, back in 99. Actually, I hit the courts finally around 2001 or two. And, jail for judges was brought up, by the judge, as a matter of fact, because somehow it was found out that I was a member, or I was affiliated with, or I had done shows with Jail for Judges. And the federal judge at that time jokingly said, well, I certainly hope you're not going to try to put me in jail. And I thought, dang, I guess these people seem to fear what you're doing just a little bit, and they probably should. I mean, if I had my way, which I don't, obviously, 99.9% of them would all be in jail, and it looks like that's where a whole bunch of them are headed in the real near future if they don't start doing what they've sworn an oath to do. You know, I love it, like you said, the ones that blatantly tell you can't touch me, I have judicial immunity. Well, what a crock that is. And then it's real simple. You just refer to the particular judge that was using the penis pump under his little black back dress. And how much time is he doing in, a prison for that little escapade? So obviously they are not immune to prosecution. And they're not above the law. And that one there, when you throw that at them, they just quite don't know what to do with you. They wish you, they look for a place to hide, but it ain't out there. So go ahead.
What happened was, when I found that Judge A was violating the law, eventually, instead of bringing actions against the government, which it started from, I started suing Judge A for violating his oath under the Constitution. And it would be going for in front of Judge B. And Judge B would say, and make it part of the record, you can't sue Judge A because he's a judge. He has immunity.
Right. We got another break coming up here. Hold on. We'll be back just for a couple of minutes of this break. Stick with us.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Jack Bauer here. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. You'll find me here every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. So welcome aboard. Ron, how successful has the organization become? Are you starting to see these low-life judges, as you can tell, I don't like them a whole lot, quaking in their boots at all? Are we making an effect? Are you making an effect? And what's the status of what's going on with jail?
Well, here's the thing. My problem is not with the judges so much now, it's with the people. They saw an idea, and in fact, how the judges and the system fears what I'm doing in South Dakota. We were placed on the ballot, and they panicked. I mean, I had all of the government, both Republicans and Democrats, both houses. I had the governor, the state attorney general, fighting with me, Chief Justice and all the judges, the counties and the cities. They were making a criminal out of me, in effect, because they said I hated America, I hated the Constitution, I was of the ilk of people that killed a federal officer in North Dakota, which I've never been in my life. And they were just turning everything topsy-turvy. They really, really feared jail for judges. In fact, they even bought in the oil companies, the bankers, and the insurance companies nationwide to fight with jail for judges because it appeared on the ballot. It is the Achilles heel that the entire government fears. They fear that I'm going to gain some kind of a foothold, and they have done everything to shut me down. And unfortunately, The Patriots didn't realize that the time to hit is when they fight back. When they took their shot against the Alford Judges, the nation of Patriots should have rallied to this cause and fought every state to put jail for judges on the ballot. We would have just driven them crazy if we hadn't just changed the nation by doing this. But what they did was they shifted the entire vote. When we started in this campaign, it was 67% of the people were in favor of jail for judges. There's only 19% against it, which was representative basically of the 20% of all governments, which are government officials. And by the time they bought up the radio waves, newspapers, media, they turned this thing around, and some people, of course, believe that this was they monkeyed with the actual vote count, but it came out only 11% of the people was in favor of it and 89% against judicial accountability. In fact, they did not like the issue that jail for judges was centering on judges. So what they did was they said it's not about judges, it's about us. Their definition of us, of course, from our perspective, is attorneys and politicians and the government. So they were terribly, terribly terrified with what I was doing. The Patriots, for the most part, fled. It's like the Patriots at the front line said, "Zing! Boy, I heard you guys are shooting real bullets." and they were running the other way. So I'm still here on the front line. I'm still standing for the same cause I've always stood for here since 1995, and propagating jail for judges. The message is still the same. But the Patriots are going from pillar to post looking for something that'll work. And I have to tell them, hey, folks, you can do what you want to do. You're free people, but you're not going to accomplish anything by the method that they're doing. They think somehow that we get into the political system and we need to get some good people elected to office. Some of them want Republicans in there. Others want some independents. But that's their thinking. And I try to explain to them that's not the way we're going to do it. Some people believe that maybe it'll get so bad that eventually people will just automatically wake up and our problems will all go away. I like Frederick Douglass' quote, "Power concedes nothing without a demand. Never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue till they resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed to the endurance of those whom they oppress." A lot of patriots believe that the remedy is going to arms. And I try to explain to them, arms is not a remedy. Revolution is a result of the lack of a remedy. If you can't come to any kind of a remedy within the laws of our land, yes, we will have a revolution. And then I explained to them, even if we have a revolution, then what are you going to do? You are still going to have to pass some kind of provision of jail for judges accountability to prevent going back around the loop again. That's the way it is. See, we have a constitution. We are seeking to enforce that constitution. And I've expressed to people, I said, the constitution has within it no self means of enforcement. And this is what jail for judges does. it provides, it's like an axle. On one side is a wheel called the Constitution. We have to have the laws that are the supreme law of the land. On the other side is the jail provisions that gives enforcement to the Constitution. Winston Churchill made a statement, if we will not fight for right when it is easily won without bloodshed, you will fight when your victory is sure and not too costly. You may come to that moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worst case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it's better to perish than to live as slaves. I'm presenting to people the way we can turn our country around. And I point out that it's very easy to do. Some people say, in fact, we know that our founding fathers fought over the issue of impeachment. Impeachment does not work. In the history of our country, only 19 federal officers have been taken by impeachment. Of those, 15 were federal judges, and of the 15 brought in under impeachment process, I think there was about 5 federal judges that have been indicted. It's a scarecrow, as Thomas Jefferson said. It's just, the crows land on the scarecrow and poop on it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it, I think, is out there to make us feel warm and fuzzy. It's an appearance thing, like we're doing something that's going to make a difference. The reality of it, and it's very depressing to me, is, if they want us, it's like this gun crap that Obambam's up to. If they wanted to kill you, they could do it in a heartbeat with the microwave technology, the sound technology, the light technology they have. It has nothing to do with the guns. That's just a smoke cover, smoke screen to keep our eyes, in my opinion, off of the real cherry, the target. And I haven't figured out what that is yet, other than complete and total control of the American populace. Obambam seems to think that he wants to be the commander. He wants to be the dictator in chief, which he's, through executive order, he is attempting to do. What most people, again, and tell me if I'm right or wrong in this, Ron, the executive orders have nothing to do with you or I. That only has to do with the folks.
You're correct. It's like Bill Gates with Microsoft. He's the boss, CEO. He makes the orders and applies to those who work for Microsoft. You and I don't work for Microsoft, I presume. I don't.
Yep, you're right.
It's the same thing. You work for the federal government. He is the CEO, the chief executive. And he can make the rules for the federal government, apply to them. It has no application to us as citizens out here. He can make all these laws and they can fight about it within them, but it does not apply to us.
And again, you try to explain this to people, and they immediately get this blank stare on their face, like, are you kidding? What are you, crazy? And, like I said, I'm known for being probably the most hate-filled when it comes to pigs/cops in the nation, and I make no bones about it. I got no use for any of them. I don't like them. They don't like me. We get along just fine. Other than the fact they're a good source of revenue, I love suing cops because they pay well, and they're so flippin' stupid, it's an easy, it's like taking candy from a baby for the most part. So they're a good revenue source. But it doesn't change the fact, yet who is asking me to become their spokesperson? And I've had 3 shows now with specifically sheriffs, but these particular sheriffs, which I didn't think even existed in this nation anymore, are scared to death. There's over 400, maybe 500 of the groups now across the nation that have signed on to telling Obambam, stuff it where the sun don't shine, because we're not going to abide by your take the gun laws. It's not going to happen. And now it looks like what he's doing is he's going after the military, and his agenda or his criteria, whether or not he fires or puts them out to pasture early in the higher ups in the military, is, will you shoot American citizens if you're ordered to do so, if you're told to do so? And how they answer that, that's the litmus test, whether or not they're put out to pasture. And then he puts his own people in that are more than willing to kill Americans. So there's a real problem in this country. Well, again, the American Sheriff's Association, National Sheriff's Association, has asked me to come in and be their spokesperson. Well, that's pretty impressive considering the hatred that I have towards them. But, and I've said this forever, if you're a policeman, I don't like you. If you're a sheriff, you got room for growth. If you're doing your job, which you swore an oath to do, and there's a big difference in a police and a sheriff. They ain't the same. One's constitutional, the other's not. And these sheriffs are scared to death because some of these counties are talking about eliminating them and cutting them by their budget and getting rid of them and just using strictly police forces. Well, that's as totally unconstitutional as it gets. So where's your position on this, and where will Jail for Judges, you think, maybe have a piece in this?
Well, of course, I believe that originally we had peace officers. People don't realize the distinction between a peace officer and a law enforcement officer. A peace officer arrives on the scene. If you and I are striving with each other, the peace officer just maintains that he stabilizes the situation. A law enforcement officer comes in, and he's there to interject the policies of a third entity, which would be like city councils or whatever, and he's saying, well, you're in violation of the rules of these men to set up these politicians, high-paid politicians. A peace officer doesn't care what the policies are. He's there to maintain the peace, and people need to understand that. There's been a change at the helm when you talk about those in the position of what we call police officers. You know, we hear from the public officials that say, if you don't like the government you have, go to the polls and change it. That's what politicians say.
Right.
What they're very much afraid of is, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm advocating. I tell people, even patriots who are afraid to take a stand, I said the biggest danger you have to be concerned about under Jail for Judges, you might trip on the curb in front of the polling place on the way in and skin your knees. you go in there and it's a 50-50 proposition. Do you want judicial accountability? The choices are yes or no. Hey, that's better than the odds in Las Vegas, or people that go out and buy lottery tickets. They take far less chances on that. But on a yes or no question, hey, that's great. That's like flipping a quarter and taking a chance on coming up heads. That's what jail's all about. But yet, people don't understand that. I think we need to get some Republicans in there. I went to a gun group, First Amendment gun group, and uh-huh. There's all these people that said, well, vote for me. I'm going to go into Congress, and I'm going to make good gun laws, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they made a mistake. At the end, the moderator says, the program is finished, however, if there's anybody who'd like to jump up here and give just 5 minutes, you can speak to the group. I hit the floor and went up there and I said, I've been hearing during this presentation on the First Amendment is who we best want to vote for to go up there and write good gun laws. You know, I've been thinking about this issue, gun laws. I said, how about a great gun law, something that would say something like, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And I paused dramatically, and like I'm thinking, I said, wait a minute, that sounds familiar. wait a minute, oh, that's the Second Amendment. That's why we're here. I said, now how long has that been on the books? I said, for 200 years plus, that's been the law of this country. And yet, the judges don't seem to understand it. Has it ever occurred to you that there is no such thing as a good gun law that they will understand? If they can't understand the Second Amendment, they're not going to understand any good gun law that's going to be written by any of these gentlemen here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Ron, and that's one of the things that I continually point out to these bozos, that it's not about the gun. That gun, in fact, that was kind of my introduction into politics years ago, was the gun situation. And I took them on head on. And, you know, like I said, I've just been on this rant ever since. With Obambam in there, I mean, why he isn't being brought up on charges of anti-American traitor and everything else is still beyond me. Let me give you the number again. If you want to call and ask Ron or myself any questions, you can call in toll-free at 800-313-9443. Ron, stick with me. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Sure.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Yeah, we're back from that final break of the hour. You know, Ron, we are flat blowing through this time. We've already gone through basically the first hour. Again, if you do want to call in and ask, Ron, you got about an hour left. That number is 800-313-9443. Ron, how much interest are you getting anymore in Jail for Judges?
Basically, people have a tendency to forget exactly what has happened. I'm not getting any support. All I'm waiting for is the people to realize that what they're doing is not accomplishing what they're trying to accomplish. They're still they think that by doing what they're doing, they're making headway. I liken it into jumping on a Tricycle, and they're really pumping away and bringing up front, but they haven't moved a bit. The Patriots are just—they somehow believe that what they're doing is going to accomplish it. And I'm here telling them it's not going to happen. In fact, I am remedy-oriented, not problem-oriented. People talk about problems. I talk about remedies. And I state things that are kind of sound ridiculous, but I could support them. I say that turning this country around is easy. It's extremely easy if they will only execute the proper route. But convincing the people, including Patriots, that they execute the proper route is what I find very hard. Scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because I've rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. It's very hard to wake up the people to take what is theirs. The proper route lies with the grand jury system. The problem is they, the people, have ignorantly relinquished their control and their power of the grand jury. People have come to accept that grand juries are within the power and control of government, the prosecutor. You make a joke of this by the statement, prosecution can even get an indictment of a ham sandwich for a grand jury. And basically, they're correct because, our most valuable, weapon, we relinquish. We would hope that, we could somehow acquire freedom apart from grand juries, and it'll never happen. We're just deceiving ourselves. What we've done in this country is paramount to our enemy, demanding that we lay down our arms and surrender. And we have just complied. People who, not through their actions, have now become brainwashed lapdogs of an all-encompassing tyrannical government. Let me express to your listeners here what the grand juries are. I'm talking about what they have become and what they are now.
Ron, we might have to hold over until after the break, but go ahead, get as far as you can. I'll let you know.
Okay, grand juries are they are selected by the judges and are counseled by the prosecution, and the prosecutors are their advisors. Now, what can you expect out of that? That's the system. And we have overlooked the fact that you heard the story of Toys R Us. Why? Well, I have a statement. Grand juries are us. We are the grand jury. We are
Ron, hold on. Hold that thought. We'll be back right after this break of the hour. We'll be back. If you want to call in again, that 800 number is toll free. We'll be back right after this break. Stick with me, Ron.
A genuine toy hammer. He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans, you're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.